If you don't do them simultaneously, if you don't put it as a contingent order, then you have that additional risk of execution. And just from experience, when you need to do a hedge, and you'll always get it when it's moving against you.
You're listening to IBKR Podcasts. Find more conversations at ibkrpodcasts.com. Please remember, any trading discussions are for information purposes only and are not intended to portray recommendations. Please listen to further disclosures at the end of today's episode. Now, welcome to our show.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to IBKR Podcast. I'm your host, Jeff Praisman. It's my pleasure to welcome back to IBKR Podcast Studio, Dimitri Pagramatic, one of the co-founders of Market Chameleon. Hey, Dimitri, how are you?
Good. How's it going, Jeff? Thanks for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. And for listeners that are new to the program here at Interactive Brokers, we have a webinar on the second Tuesday of each month with Market Chameleon. And we're fortunate enough to have Dimitri swing by the IBKR podcast studio after each webinar to further discuss those topics. So today we're going to talk about stock contingent option orders. And for our listeners, if you missed the webinar, there'll be links in these viewing notes that you can click and watch the recorded version. Let's start with the obvious question. What are stock contingent orders?
A stock contingent order, it's a multi-leg order. And a lot of people are familiar with multi-legs when they use option multi-legs to do a call spread or put spread or a butterfly. In a stock contingent order, that will involve a stock component to it. And what it basically is just an order that has more than one leg to it, and it has to have a stock component. And we're going to talk about it in terms of the other legs as options. Basically, a lot of people may not even realize, but when you enter in an order, or there are a lot of trades out there that are stock contingent, you can place an order to get a fill simultaneously on your option and your stock. And there are a lot of reasons you might want to do that and benefits to enter it in as a contingent order.
What are some of the more, I guess, common examples of this strategy that traders use?
The most common strategy I think that people would be familiar with is a covered call or a buy right, and that involves buying a stock and selling a call simultaneously. That's the covered call strategy. Unless you own the stock already, if you want to execute it as a covered call, you may enter it in then as the stock and call, and that you require that this gets executed simultaneously. But there are other reasons you may want to use a stock contingent order. You could use it, for example, creating a conversion and reversal, which you will require a stock component, or you want to mitigate some of your directional risk, and you need the stock component to do that at the time of the trade. So some of those are creating cover calls, maybe synthetics, puts married to stock, they would call, or cover put strategy, conversion reversal, and so on.
And for our listeners that may not be super familiar with these terms, conversion reversal is what exactly, Dimitri?
A conversion reversal, that would be a strategy where you want to isolate your risk exposure to the cost of carry component of an option. So when you think of options, they have different types of risks associated with them, such as implied volatility, directional, and they also have a cost of carry. And when you do a conversion reversal, it would be like creating a synthetic long, for example, on a particular strike and simultaneously selling short a stock. Right, or the other way, vice versa. And what this will do is hedge away the certain risks that you have regarding an option strategy, which would take away, you know, the implied volatility because you're buying and selling on the same strike, buying a call, selling a put, or buying a put, selling a put. So you would take away the directional risk because you're getting synthetically long with the options, then short with the stock. And what you do is you isolate that particular strategy to the cost of carry. And if you, for example, have a different interest rate forecast for going out in time than the market does, or maybe you have a different dividend forecast than the market is implying, could also have a different opinion of the cost of borrowing a stock if you had to bar and sell it short and the fee to for that, and to be able to isolate your strategy to that specific cost of carry exposure, you would want to put on a conversion or reversal. And to do that, you would need three legs. You'd need the call and the put on the same strike and the stop.
For our listeners, just for those not super familiar with option trading, really what Dimitri's getting at is that you can create synthetic positions through multiple leg options, or whether it's multiple options or option and stock, but they'll behave in certain ways where they would mimic or be synthetically, you know, for example, buying a put and buying stock is like buying a call, basically. It mimics the same risk and reward graph-wise, which is another fascinating subject, Dimitri. And now I'm thinking out loud, like, you know, maybe a subject for another podcast. But there's definitely plenty of educational materials available on this through our website and Traders Academy. And I would urge our listeners not super familiar with it. It's a fascinating subject for a different podcast, but for them to look kind of further into these combinations, because it really is fascinating. So getting back to our subject though, Dimitri, why would a trader or investor use this? Like, what are some reasons that they would have the stock attached to the order versus just doing the calls or just buying a call and selling a put? What are some of the main uses or the main reasons that someone would want to make it contingent on a stock order?
So there could be a number of reasons. So one reason that we see, because we track the trades on the tape bar, and you know, we attach those stock contingent orders to figure out what the likely strategy is. But a lot of traders will trade the volatility, the implied volatility of an option. And to do that, you would want to hedge away your directional risk. And according to the options pricing model, you'd want to hedge that delta of the option. So if you wanted to be delta neutral right from the get-go, and you wanted to say, here, I'm buying this call, but this call has a 50 delta, and to be delta neutral, when you initiate the trade, you would need the stock component, right? If you wanted to do the stock versus the option and be delta neutral, you'd want to do it simultaneously. So for delta neutral traders, it becomes an important part of the strategy because they want to hedge away or mitigate that directional risk. Now, of course, you can just, for example, do the call and then go out afterwards and try to hedge the stock and do, but then what you do is risk that the stock moves away against you, and then you end up chasing the stock. So if you don't do them simultaneously, if you don't put it as a contingent order, then you have that additional risk of execution. And just from experience, when you need to do a hedge, and you'll always get it when it's moving against you, or if it's moving away from you, you know, you never get it. So it's like you usually want to get it your delta hedge as soon as you put on that option. So to be delta neutral and not have to chase the stock, for example, if you want to do a buy right and you sell the call, and right after you sell the call, if the stock is running and you're buying the stock higher, then you got an inferior price. And it also kind of locks in that volatility or implied volatility level that you're seeking, because if you're looking to purchase or sell a certain implied volatility level, by entering that order with the stock contingency, you're kind of locking that in. Because if you do the option and then you get a price in the stock at a worse level, then it's like buying and selling the implied volatility at a different level too. So it's like locking in that initial implied volatility level.
And this makes perfect sense because, you know, options are derivatives of the underlying. Clearly, a huge part of the price component is based on the underlying price. So it really makes sense whether you're buying or selling an option or multiple legs. A reference point is a specific stock price. So it makes sense if you are going to do a stock leg to kind of do it as a pair and be able to have it all come in together as one.
Exactly. Because if intended strategy is to have that stock component, you kind of then want to try to do it as a pair all simultaneously. And I've seen customers who've told me that before, where they try to leg into buy rights and they would sell the call And of course, if the stock starts running, you're buying the stock at a much higher price, and now you're not getting really the prices that you were seeking in the beginning. And the times that, well, you put in the stock price and then the stock just keeps falling, and you would have been better off not doing the stock. This way, at least you're not, you know, experiencing those types of issues.
And, you know, is there a way for people to look at this data? Like, is it marked on time and sales or the exchanges? Is there a way for them to see whether or not, say, a call traded as a buy rate or whether just traded by itself, and kind of get that extra level of information regarding the entire trade?
Some of the features that we have is parsing the trade tape and figuring out what's going on. And as far as the stock contingent trade goes, it does get printed on the tape if the order was entered in as a stock contingent, right? So first of all, the order had to get entered in that way. If somebody did a buy rate by, you know, legging into it, it wouldn't be reported anywhere on a tape that that's what happened. But if somebody enters an order as a stock contingent, that means the order was executed with more than one leg and there was a stock component to it. And there's an indicator there that this option was stock contingent. And then a stock trade itself on the tape also gets reported that this stock trade was contingent. Now, there's no real identifier to tell you which stock contingent trade went with which, for example, options trade, or how to stitch these contingent trades together. So that becomes a little bit tricky. And, you know, what we did was we have a software that basically goes through those trades and stitches together what are the most likely ones that are connected based on the timestamps and the size of the options trades versus the size of the stock trade and so forth. So we try to stitch it together. And you have some information, but information in the financial world, it's imperfect. It's dispersed. It's not always exact and clear. And there are inferences that you need to make to kind of put the pieces together, the pieces of the puzzle together. But yes, we see quite a bit of trading that are stock contingent. We've seen large conversions reversals trading. We've seen large even spreads that have a stock component to make them delta neutral. We've seen collars, synthetics, covered puts, covered calls. So people can get unique with them and attaching a stock component to their options trades.
You kind of talked about this earlier in the podcast as far as the synthetic positions and how different combinations of options or options and stock can really have a different result or, you know, different risk reward than you would initially think. So in other words, call isn't always bullish and a put isn't always bearish. Is this something that this data helps kind of give you the full story of the trade?
We have lots of customers that look at the trade tape to understand the market. What's trading? You know, what are people doing? How are people using the options? Are they using the options to, for example, you know, buy or sell implied volatility? Are they using it as spreads? Are they using them perhaps for directional reasons? So when we look at an options trade, let's say a call, and at first it may look like, well, it's very large call trade that happened here. And you could take a couple of inferences there. As, you know, it could be a bullish trade. It could be because of implied volatility. But if we actually know that there is a stock component to it, to that call trade, and for example, could look like somebody paid the offer, the dealer's ask price, but then we see the stock component in there as well. And that stock component could say, well, actually that was a synthetic put. So it's no longer a bullish call. It was actually a synthetic put, a bearish trade. Or let's say we look at that stock contingent trade and we notice that, well, there was a big call trade, but the stock component equaled out to the delta of the option, not one for one, but it equaled out to that this was a delta neutral trade. Well, now it's telling us something else. And that's saying that in reality, that looked like a trade that was targeting the implied volatility of that option, that that implied volatility looked either too low or too high, and they wanted to lock in that implied volatility, trading it delta neutral. So it could mean a lot of different things when you know there's a stock component to it and you tie it together, like we just discussed. Instead of a bullish call, it could be actually a synthetic bearish put, or it could be just a delta neutral implied volatility trade. So yeah, knowing these pieces paints a much more clear, better, accurate picture.
Yeah, no, I mean, I feel like it's a common theme of our podcast is data is just so key to understand. You know, trading isn't just throwing a dart at a dartboard and hoping it works out. Like, analyzing the data and coming up with thoughtful conclusions is really such a key aspect of trading. Any other kind of final thoughts you'd like to leave our listeners with on options and contingent stock orders?
Yeah, I think that with the, as far as the contingent orders go, to be aware that these are features and tools that exist. And in certain places, it could make you trade more efficiently. It opens up new possibilities that you may have not thought of before, as far as, you know, creating synthetics, conversion reversals, or we talked about delta neutral trades. And even when you're looking at the trade tape, and I understand people want to know what's trading the market because they want to be informed before you enter in the market. You want to know, how are people using it? Which way, you know, which way is the order flow going? Where price is trading? And part of that is to know which trades had that stock component, because it will make a difference in what the actual strategy was when that particular trade happened. I think those are just the final thoughts on stock contingent trades.
Dimitri, thank you so much for coming by. It's always a pleasure to have you in the studio. And for our listeners who want to get more from Market Chameleon, you can click on the study notes to go right to that webinar and take a deeper dive into stock contingent orders. Or go to IBKR.com, click on education, then on IBKR campus, select webinars. You can see previously aired. You can go to our contributors and see, you know, everything from Market Chameleon or any of our other great contributors. And, you know, again, thanks for listening. Until next time, I'm Jeff Praisman with Interactive Brokers.
Thanks for listening to IBKR Podcasts. As always, we have more episodes at IBKRpodcasts.com. And if you're interested in learning more about Interactive Brokers, visit IBKR.com. We offer more trading education material, such as webinars, at IBKRwebinars.com, financial and economic commentary at TradersInsight.news, market-related courses at TradersAcademy.online, and quant-related articles at IBKRquant.com.
The analysis in this material is provided for information only and is not and should not be construed as an offer to sell or the solicitation of an offer to buy any security. To the extent that this material discusses general market activity, industry, or sector trends, or other broad-based economic or political conditions, it should not be construed as research or investment advice. To the extent that it includes references to specific securities, commodities, currencies, or other instruments, those references do not constitute a recommendation by IBKR to buy, sell, or hold such investments. This material does not and is not intended to take into account the particular financial conditions, investment objectives, or requirements of individual customers. Before acting on this material, you should consider whether it is suitable for your particular circumstances, and, as necessary, seek professional advice. The following podcast contains options-related material. Prior to listening to today's podcast, all listeners should read and familiarize themselves with the characteristics and risks of standardized options, or ODD, which may be accessed through the link found in the podcast description page. Multiple leg strategies, including spreads, will incur multiple transaction costs.